There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cork's 96 FM.
How do you get on with your in-laws? I got on quite well with mine. My late father-in-law and I were great pals. We went for the odd pint and we sat there and sagely sorted out the world around us. And I was very fond of Eddie. And I know he was very fond of me too. With my mother-in-law, she was a different kettle of fish. We got on fine. But she could be... She had her own nuances about her. I guess my parents would be the very same as in-laws. They've got their own ways and their own ways of dealing with things. And in-laws can be great. They can be wonderful. They can also be a pain in the arse. But when they start to really interfere in your life, then we got a problem. Because one of the things that in-laws struggle with is boundaries, because they don't see any. And we've all had that discussion, haven't we now? Be honest if you haven't. But we've all had that discussion about just how far the mother-in-law or the father-in-law went in trying to get involved in something. And they didn't see their boundaries. And if they did, they completely ignored them. And sometimes it's just a pain. And sometimes it can lead to real problems. And a professional mediator and an mediation organisation in Cork is speaking up about this. And now people are going to talk to professionals about their in-laws, the ones who continue to step over the line. How do you handle it without destroying the marriage and everyone in it? Michal O'Hurley of Munster Mediation joins me. Michal, every in-law crossed the line at some stage, most of it unintentional, but when it becomes a serious problem, you need to take action. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. You do. I mean, boundaries are tough. It's very hard to draw them with people so much older than you. It's even more difficult when you're drawing them with a spouse, because you often put your spouse in between their loyalty to you and to their parents. And that goes with your own parents. So it's a difficult situation.
Mm. You mentioned that divided loyalties, like you have your spouse clearly and obviously loves you or they wouldn't be with you, but they also love their parents. And in a difficult situation, they are naturally torn.
It's incredibly reasonable to understand that, especially in a society like Ireland, which has had... almost throughout its history, intergenerational family living, where, you know, granny used to live in the flat. She used to live in the house. So parents and their children and their spouses would often be at the same table, the same events, the same activities. They lived across the road. So it's hard to separate boundaries about relationships when you've blurred your daily living. It's not a criticism. I mean, one of the things we have to recognize is that Irish society has the benefit of having parents there for their children in meaningful ways. They used to say in America that you could always tell the Irish in heaven because they were the ones that wanted to go back to Ireland. So their parents and that family situation is a great part of that. But with every great thing, like a sweetie, you have to be careful that enough is enough.
Mm. Mm. Take a hypothetical situation that with the best will in the world, mother-in-law or father-in-law makes a decision and goes and does something. And it turns out that that's not exactly what the person wanted at all. But they've done it with a heart and a half, with the best will in the world. And it becomes, that's not what I wanted. I know, but they gave it to you out of the goodness of their heart. That's not what I wanted. How do you, like, you have to kind of, there's boundaries there. Do you have to warn them, ma'am, dad, that's not what we wanted at all? These are difficult conversations.
They are. And one of the things that we should recognize is that when we prepare a young couple for marriage, generally that's been done in the church. And the church has done a good job, a bad job, or no job about it at times. But one of the things they try to do is ask the couple to enter into a mature understanding of marriage, so they not fall out over who left the cap off the toothpaste, etc. One of the places to set boundaries is in the preparation for marriage. And that's a difficult conversation because it requires the parties to kind of be firm with their own parents about what they expect of their interaction with them and their new spouse as they start off in their life together. And that can be difficult. And a lot of people don't want to broach it, but it's necessary.
One would expect that, you know, it's not every case will end up across the table from a professional mediator like yourself. But what kind of things do you see? At what point do people come to you and say, Michal, this is a total stalemate. What are we going to do here?
You know, in 2007, when I came back, I would have said that most Irish people did not engage with mental health professionals early enough to help their marriage stay together. Talking to a therapist, a counselor, a life coach, or whatever medium they choose to do that. So that by the time they got to me, the only issue was who gets the TV and who gets the Hoover. And how often will I get to see, you know, Sean and Mary, the kids. By the time they get to mediation, it's often far too late to try reconciliation. And as a mediator, I'm pretty good at it, but counseling is not part of my remit or skill set. That has to happen outside of mediation, because my job is to help the couple to make decisions about what their life might look like going forward, whether that's together or apart.
There's a question, actually, Michal, that arises. Sorry to cut across you, but it's an important one that you've raised yourself almost subconsciously. Mediation and counseling, different things entirely. What is the difference?
There's this perverse sense of mediation that arose in Ireland, well-meaningly, but it was called transformative mediation, in which it was quasi-counseling, quasi-mediation. It's not recognized as a valid model anywhere else in the world. Mediation is about a third party, objective person with certain skill sets assisting parties in dispute to come to a resolution. Now, that might be reconciliation. That might be, you know, a trial time period. It might be a separation. But none of that deals with the emotional issues of, how do you feel when your mother-in-law does this? Or how do you feel when your spouse does this? And what are you going to do when this stress level gets to this? Mediation is about making decisions about the future, irregardless of the past. Counseling is about changing your life.
Mm. Yeah. Most people, I think, over a period of time, after the first few years of their marriage, on both sides, both spouses, get to understand their in-laws. It's a learning process, isn't it?
It is. And for the in-laws, it's a learning process to get to know their new daughter or son.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I use the term daughter and son advisedly, because when your child marries, that person is part of your family too. And it's kind of like calling someone a stepchild, to call them my daughter in-law. It's correct. but it doesn't convey that sense of family and familiarity and love that is necessary in a family relationship. So I think it starts with understanding that this is now your child too.
Yeah.
Not to control, they're an adult, but to give love, understanding, and compassion to.
But yet they're not, you didn't raise them, so there's a relationship based on two different sets of values.
Not only values, but experiences.
Yeah.
And one of the things that goes on in parenting is one parent might be firm, another one might be easygoing, one might, you know, stand over, be one of those helicopter parents, always over their child, ready to swoop in. Another one might let them be what we used to call benevolent neglect, let them go out and skin their knees and hug them and take care of them when that happens. So one is not better than the other, but they are different.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, a lot of in-laws start their criticism of their son-in-law or daughter-in-law by saying, they don't do what I did, therefore they're wrong.
No, they're not.
It's understandable.
They're just different.
It's not helpful.
Yeah,
it's not helpful.
All right, Michal, thank you very much. Michal O'Hurley of Munster Mediation.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.